Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Laura Wilkie. Laura is a master cannabinologist and the president of Relief Organics. Thanks for joining us today, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And first things first, let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
I am out of Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. That's cool. So, you know, I have talked to people in Texas before. I think different areas have kind of a different feel with the cannabis industry as a whole, and definitely with hemp and different understandings. How is it there in Houston specifically?
Houston is great. We've got a very mixed crowd, younger to older guests that come into our store. Younger crowds looking for something a little bit different, more of a smokable product, whereas an older crowd, they tend to be looking more for the tinctures and the pain relief products.
Interesting. So you're saying that it has to do with kind of the age groups, the age brackets, huh? Do they give you any feedback on why that is? Is it just kind of, I know in my generation, we're just used to smoking stuff, obviously. It's a little bit different, with the tinctures. So have they given you any feedback, or do you have any idea on why the younger crowd's looking for the smokables and the older ones looking for the tinctures?
The older crowd, there's still the stigma. People worry about, is CBD, am I going to get high from it? Do I get a psychoactive high, which obviously that does not happen. You get that with THC. But there's still the stigma that I see a lot of older people still have with CBD, knowing that it comes from the cannabis plant. And that is our job, to teach them about CBD and to explain that the extraction process, whether or not we're dealing with an isolate or if we're looking at a broad spec or a full spec product.
Yeah, and I definitely want to get into everything with that, because I know, being a master cannabinologist, have some different insight, obviously, and we talk obviously about the cannabinoid system and the CB1, CB2 receptors, but you have a different take on it. But what I would like to talk on first, actually, is, you have a really powerful story here. Walk me through this whole process of, your experience with cannabis in general, and how you came to own your own CBD store, what you guys are doing now.
So about 3 years ago, I noticed I was having hand tremors, and they are resting tremors, which means they're not exercise induced, which was a concern. And they finally got so bad that we could be driving down the road, my hands would be in my lap, and my husband would notice my hands tremor. Oh. So I went to a neurologist down in the medical center in Houston, had lots of testing done, and was giving a probable early diagnosis of Parkinson's. Probable because all of my signs and one of my tests reveal that there's some abnormality in my right side of my brain. However, I do not have the family history of Parkinson's. However, with me, there's an unknown factor in my mother's father's medical history. We do not have any information on that. So therefore, she suggested that this is probably the early case of Parkinson's. I started taking medication for it, which helped my tremors a little bit. And over time, I had to end up doubling and then tripling my dose on the medication. I felt like I was taking so much medication and decided to start researching it, and found out that the medication would eventually deteriorate my muscles over time.
Wow. Had
our very first grandchild on the way, and I kind of freaked out, and I started researching CBD and started taking several different CBD products, found the one that I really liked the most, and I am happy to say today I no longer take the medication for the Parkinson's. I strictly rely on CBD, and I very seldom have hand tremors.
I'm sorry to hear about, you know, what we've been through. But I'm happy to hear that the hand turners have, sounds like they're a lot of improvement, not completely ceased, but probably a lot better than you're doing when you're taking the medicine. Is that correct?
That is correct. Matter of fact, I saw my neurologist about 6 months ago, and she said it was the best physical exam that I have had in the 3 years that I've been seeing her.
Wow, that's incredible. No way. Even before, okay. But you started seeing her originally for the tremors, correct? And at that time, correct. It was probably, yeah, so it's probably very scary. Now, what is this, you know, I mean, I'm kind of piques my interest where, you know, obviously, you know, probable early diagnosis, we want to prevent, obviously, but it sounds like, you know, right away, she went right to the medication and it wasn't really helping, right? Like you had to double and triple your dose.
Correct.
So what did she have to say about that?
Just that basically she started me on a very low dose, wanting to see if that made a difference or not before she increased the dosage. And she felt comfortable with me being at the dosage that I was at. It still was kind of a low dosage, not as strong as severe Parkinson patients are on. Uh-huh. So I just personally felt like it was too much medication that I was taking.
Oh, yeah. Wow, and then I guess that's like super scary, right? Do you read about that it deteriorates muscles, or did you start seeing signs of that, or
can
you
walk into that anymore? I just started researching some of the medications I was on, and that was one of them. And very scary, very, very scary when, you know, I still feel like I'm fairly young. And like I said, we had our first grandbaby on the way, and a little concerned that I wouldn't be able to keep up with him when he got older. So, well,
of course, I mean, totally scary, you know, young woman and being put on this medication right away, I guess. And I guess I have two questions here. Did you talk to your doctor about this medicine and, you know, when you saw these concerns here and these side effects about deteriorating muscles, was that something you brought up with her?
It was something that I did bring up with her. And she said, you know, that can happen over time. It doesn't always happen with everyone, but that could be a possible side effect of the medication.
And then you say, you know, you're talking about researching with CBD. I mean, how has this even come about? Were you just kind of Googling random stuff, treatment for Parkinson's, and it came across, or did someone bring this up? How did you stumble upon this? Or is this something that you kind of went after and really took a hard look into?
It was a Google process. I was Googling lots of things to see what else I could do for Parkinson's. And CBD came up and I started reading about it and just tried to throw myself into it as much as I could, find out as much as I could about it, started trying several different products and landed on with a product that I'm very comfortable with now. I take a fairly high dosage. 2,500 milligram, I take a full dropper in the morning and then a full dropper in the evening.
Oh, very good. Wow.
And I mean, it has helped tremendously.
I'm so happy to hear that. You know, I'm so happy to hear that. And I guess I'm always interested in, you know, where the research is coming from, but where did you found this? Did you find some studies on this, or was it just, you know, other testimonials that gave you hope, or where exactly kind of pointing in this direction that, hey, this could be something that'd be really, really beneficial for me with where I'm at in my stage.
Doing some research, you know, online as well as talking to some people, but mainly just a lot of research, working with a couple of guys out of Oklahoma with TrueMedics, and as far as their tincture information and just when I went through my Master Cannabinologist class, they gave us a lot of research ideas to look into and where to go and everything like that.
Very good. No, I mean, that's a good segue there, you know, talking about being a Master Cannabinologist. You know, to talk to me about that process. What does that look like? And what are you learning there, I guess?
So it was a course that I went and took when I was in San Jose at a CBD expo, and it was a full-day course. You learn and understand the endocannabinoid system as well as the common cannabinoids, usage of CBD, the methods of use and the dosages, as well as understanding product ingredients and labeling.
I think, you know, be honest with you, I think that last part that you mentioned, you know, product ingredients and labeling, I think is the most important thing, to be honest with you, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's so many great resources out there talking about the ECS and talking about the receptors and how maintains homeostasis and everything like that. I think that's something we're really lacking in our industry as a whole, is that right there, being able to read proper labels, being able to read COAs, being able to know where the product's coming from, to understand the formulation and to understand what other ingredients are in there. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like what exactly a little bit specifics did you learn there with that?
A lot of it, you know, is your carrier oil based on what your CBD with your tincture or product is based off of. One of the lines that I carry is all a coconut oil base, which after I opened up my store, I found that there are several people that are allergic to coconut oil and therefore cannot take it. So I, again, the company that I took the course from, which is World Canna Health / True Medics, they have tinctures that are based with an olive oil. So it's an olive oil carrier. And that there's so many benefits with the olive oil, as well as providing our bodies the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids that we do not get in our daily diets.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, this, it's such an important thing, I think, that people are really missing out on. We talk a lot about the different, obviously, a lot of the same FAQs, right? People come in with the same questions, you know, what is CBD? Is it going to get me high? You know, what does full spectrum mean? What does broad spectrum mean? What does isolate mean? What's the difference? What, you know, obviously all these are big concepts and questions that people have. I think one of the main thing that we don't talk about, you know, is about the carrier oil. Right. I mean, I recently saw a product out and looked like a great product. And then I look at what it's, you know, the carrier oil, and it's emu oil, you know, like emu, like the birds. Okay. So do some research on emu. And I guess there's a tradition, you know, that they have there, that emu is good for you and healthy. And, but it was really surprising, you know, because you had to really dig deep to see what was actually in there, you know. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about vegans or what people are putting in their bodies. So it's kind of surprising. It's not right away just like, hey, this is emu oil. And I guess, you know, you see the same thing with the coconut oil. You're saying that people are allergic to it, and people are allergic to a lot of things, right? So what are you doing, I guess, there, you know, with Relief Organics, when people come in the store, to kind of educate them or to talk about that carrier oil? Is that something that comes up a lot?
That is something that we bring up, knowing how many customers we've had come in that have been allergic to coconut oil. That is one of the questions that we will ask them, so that we know what route we need to show them as far as products, if we need to go with products that carry the extra virgin olive oil as the carrier, or, you know, they're okay to stay with the coconut oil-based product.
And aside from the allergic aspects, what are the differences there between the oil, you know, the olive oil, having extra virgin, or having the coconut oil?
So the coconut oil is going to be a little bit lighter. It's not as heavy as the olive oil. However, with the olive oil, there's research coming out showing that the extra virgin olive oil can help with the endocannabinoid system by assisting in producing these receptor sites. So it helps produce your CB1 and your CB2 receptors.
Oh, that's amazing. I think, I think sometimes a lot of it just has to do with either what would be cheaper or what would be, people have great intentions as well. So people are definitely trying a lot of things. Formulation is a big part of the game, obviously. Where is that research there that you're seeing that is helping actually at the receptor site?
This was an article out of ScienceDirect.com. It was a science article.
Awesome, awesome. I really appreciate that. And I guess being there, having your own store, and everything. I noticed something that you have that's different that I haven't seen. You talk about we see a lot of different products for different things, right? I mean, obviously you have your standard tinctures and you have your flower, you have vapes. And then we talk about CBD for pets a lot, right? And I've seen a lot of great, I've heard a lot of great experiences of people with their pets. I know personally us with the dog, how it's basically saved her life, a 13-year-old dog we thought that was the end. And then, here she is running around again. But you guys have something that's really interesting I haven't seen before. It's a horse tincture. Can you talk to me a little bit about the horse tincture? I mean, is this something new? Have you seen anywhere else? Or is this something that you guys have kind of developed? And talk to me about that, where that came from as well.
So working with True Medics, the company that is the olive oil-based carrier, they actually formulated a pet tincture, and there is a need. One of my stores is north of Houston, and we've had some requests, especially a request from an employee that I have about a horse tincture product. One of the girls that works for me has a rescue horse that she doesn't really have a lot of background on, and he's an older horse in quite a bit of pain and just real skittish and everything. So they have developed a 2,400 milligram 4-ounce bottle or a 4,800 milligram 4-ounce bottle. And she has actually used the 4,800 milligram with her horse and is seeing a difference. And the fact that he plays now, he doesn't seem to be as stiff. He seems to be running quite a bit more than he ever was before.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know it's so tough. I've never owned a horse myself, but growing up around people who own horses and the love, it's really part of the family. And then you hear just horrible stories with horses, obviously getting hurt, breaking a leg, or just going through old age and how quickly you lose your horses. So I guess, what's the expectation here? Is it to help, the quality of life overall, or something where the horse is showing symptoms of soreness, pain, stuff like that? Is that something you guys are examining now?
So True Medics is working with a vet on this, and we actually do have a recording where he's answered some very basic questions on all of this and everything, but the long-term goal in this is to provide the horse with a better life, a better lifestyle, obviously in quite a bit less pain than what they've been experiencing before.
Yeah, that's great. It's how strong are these horse tinctures? You talk about tranquilizers, you talk about pain creams, for horses. And I've unfortunately, had friends who had horrible knees, and using the only thing that would work for them was the horse cream. Now talk to me about kind of the dosing for the horses. How strong are these tinctures? Is it a tincture you guys are using with the horses? Obviously, yeah.
It is a tincture, correct. Mm-hmm. So the 4,800 milligram obviously is the stronger of the two. You're going to want to use that with an older horse or a horse that has been injured, that's in more pain, versus the 2,400 milligram you can use with a horse that maybe is a little bit skittish, maybe he's experiencing just some mild joint stiffness, mild pain. Just depends on your horse, your horse's history. Has it been a racing horse that's been retired, that has had several injuries throughout its life? Is it, you know, just a family pet that's been around for a long time? Again, you know, racing, I have nothing against racing when I say this, but there seems to be more injuries with racing horses than horses that are just grown up, you know, brought up, raised on a farm.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like I said, you know, there's several rescue organizations here, and my employee actually works with a couple of those and has rescued a couple of different horses.
Yeah, no, it's that's kind of what I was going with there. You know, with the racing horses, it's really, you know, like I said, it's not taking a stance on racing one way or the other. But I will say is that you see horrible stories, you know, and in Southern California, the Santa Anita Park, they're having problems with the track, and they had to close on the track because there are so many horses that are getting injured there. And it's not like you know, other animals or with us where we get injured and put a cast on it and you know, go through recovery, everything like that. Is that's it, you know, you euthanize them and then that's it, you know. And like I said, it's part of the family, so I'm really happy to see that there's something being done here about that as well. It's very good.
Thank you.
Now,
excited about the
product. Yeah, that's awesome. Now let's talk about a little bit about the Real Leaf Organics and the products. And, you know, we talked a little bit about here, the carrier oil. What separates really, you know, Real Leaf Organics and what you guys are doing there and the products that you're selling?
So our products are all third-party tested. We have certificate of analysis on all of our products, as well as I have toured a couple of facilities, have not been up to Oklahoma yet to tour the TruMedics facility yet, but we'll be doing that in the next month or so. I stand behind our products. I will try any and all of our products before I will tell you if it works or not. I've tried all different types of tinctures. I've tried all different types of pain creams, and I cannot honestly sell you a product if I don't know if it works. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, I will try all of our products before I will bring them into the store to sell.
Amazing. And are there a lot of other stores there in Houston, Texas? I'm sure there are. And I guess, you know, what's kind of been the feedback from the customers who come into you consistently or who've maybe been to other stores there?
You know, one thing is that we're not a chain. This is my baby. I opened it up on my own, and therefore I have the freedom to carry what products I want. I'm not limited that I can only carry, for example, like American Shaman can only carry American Shaman products. And that's one thing that our customers do say is that they really like we have such a variety of products.
Good. And you know, you mentioned here that this is your baby, and obviously it's not always easy, right, having a store. And you know, we talk a lot about the challenges of opening it or keeping it going or building it. I guess what's been your biggest challenge there with Relief Organics, and how you've been able to overcome it?
The biggest thing is just, you know, word of mouth, getting the word out that we're here, and you know, that we're here, we're ready to help. My staff has all been trained extensively for several weeks before we opened. And so I feel very comfortable if I'm not there at the store, any of my staff members can help out our customers. And I get a lot of great feedback from our customers with that. You know, my employees are all very knowledgeable about CBD. And I think that's a big bonus and a big benefit for our customers.
It really is. You know, I'll be honest, I go into a lot of stores a lot, just kind of see what's up. And I sometimes, you know, have clients who are opening up a store who have a store, and I encourage them to go in there and kind of check out, you know, the competitors around town and see what's going on. And I'm amazed at how many times you go and you talk to somebody, you know, you go into a CBD store, and they really don't know what's going on. You ask them basic questions, right? And I mean, you can see here, it's not rocket science, right? I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot involved here. There is science. There is, you know, a lot of research that's being done. There are a lot of studies, you know, and a lot of stuff to go through. Obviously, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, to not have the basics down, to not being able to answer the proper questions, because I think that's what really separates the retail stores a lot from the e-commerce stores. Or obviously, you know, unfortunately, there's other stores selling CBD and they don't know what the hell is going on. Of course, obviously, you know, just a regular vape store or gasoline station, you know, anything, you know, where people are just carrying some stuff and they're kind of miseducating people. So I really love to hear that you have a whole training system for your staff. Can you walk me through that a little bit? You said it takes a couple of weeks there to get them trained. What are you guys doing there with the staff members to get them ready to answer the tough questions?
I've had the owners of the first product that I purchased. They're actually out of Kansas, and they came to Houston and worked with our staff for a couple of days, training them on different questions they're going to be asked, helping a client understand, you know, are they mild, moderate, severe pain level? Is it something we need to look at treating internally as well as externally? You know, the biggest thing I think is that we stop and we listen to our clients and we want them to tell us, you know, how are you feeling? What are you experiencing? Because by them sharing this with us, that helps us to say, okay, maybe you need to go with a stronger tincture, or yes, you could go with a less, you know, a tincture that's not as strong. Again, do we want to treat internally with something like a tincture or a beverage additive? Or is it something that they can just maybe possibly treat externally with a pain cream? So the biggest thing, like I said, is listening to our customers, but my employees also having the knowledge about the endocannabinoid system and our products and knowing what our products can and cannot do to help others.
Oh, very good. Very good. I think that's one of the most important things, like I said, is being able to listen and having the right answers, being able to convey that, hearing exactly what a person needs and what they need it for, and being able to kind of, obviously, dosing is not a science and none of this stuff, you know, is down pat completely, but definitely being able to give a person the starting point and say, you know what, this is what you're dealing with. Maybe you guys should start off with this and go from there and gauge it. And I think that's really important. So I love that you guys are doing that. I guess, you know, in terms of being in Texas and obviously every area, every single state, you know, every county even has different regulations. What's been your biggest challenge there, there in Houston, Texas, Conroe, Texas, to be able to navigate through the space?
Honestly, we really haven't had any challenges. I feel so fortunate that everything just really fell into place as far as opening my first store. And then we saw a great location for the second store and decided, you know, that we were going to go ahead and go through and do the second location. And it really has all fallen very easily into place, which has been really great.
That's great.
We are one of the first CBD retailers in Texas to be inspected by the Texas Department of Agriculture came out. We had that visit about 2 weeks ago. Apparently, there are some companies that are charging more for their product when the product is rang up versus what the shelf price says. So we had to pull 30 products, scan all of our products, and they tested to make sure that all of the products, the price that rang up in the system was the price that we had on the shelf. And we passed that with flying colors.
Wow. Wow. I mean, yeah, you hear so many. Unfortunately, it puts such a black eye on our industry, on our community here. We talk about it on all forms of, you know, cannabis all throughout everything, really. Unfortunately, whether you're talking about the recreational side in terms of marijuana, THC, it's medicinal, and you know, obviously we have to be really strict here with the third party testing, with the COAs, being able to show exactly what it is. And now hearing that companies are ringing it up differently than what the price is saying. I mean, what do you say to somebody if they come in, right, and they've had that experience, You know, is that something you deal with sometimes, is where people come in and they've had a bad experience with CBD in general and they're trying to give it another shot? Or is it just something that, you know, unfortunately, maybe some people aren't willing to give it another shot?
And we have had people come in that have tried other products that have not been satisfied with them. And it's what my experience and what I share with everyone is that CBD affects everyone differently. It depends on your body structure. It depends on your metabolism. And so if you've tried a product and it's not helping, would you increase your dosage on that product? You know, I'll ask, you know, what milligram are they taking? How often are they taking it? And I will suggest that they try, you know, increasing their dosage, see if it works. I'm happy to sell them a product, but I don't want to sell them a product just to make money. I want to make sure that CBD is actually working for them. And so we need to figure out why it's not working. And a lot of times that's usually the dosage.
Very good. And, you know, now I guess, you know, hearing you guys are doing a great job there. The second store, and I got to ask before, the second store came just because you guys were having so much success with the first store? Tell me how it kind of transitioned from the first store to the second store and how that's been going.
So the first store, my husband and I actually live north of Houston, and the first store we opened up is obviously north of Houston, not too far from where we live. And the second store is back, borders Houston, Cypress area. And I pretty much grew up in Cypress, and it's still my home in a lot of ways. And we were having good success with the first store, and I thought, you know, we need to open up a second store. We're on that side of town quite a bit as much. And so really we're like the two stores are about an hour apart from each other. So I feel like, you know, we can service people in Houston as well as service people north of Houston. But then again, you know, we do offer our website with, you know, online sales as well.
Very good. Very good. Now, I guess, you know, you're talking about one store, a second store, and, you know, talking about the teaming up with True Medic. And, you know, I guess what else can we expect from ReLeaf Organics in the future?
ReLeaf Organics is going to grow. You will see us all throughout Houston, and like to see us expand down into New Braunfels, San Antonio area.
Wow, very good. Good luck. Amazing. I can't wait to hear good news from that. So I guess, you know, I always ask my favorite question is to, you know, seeing as here now, first of all, thank you for sharing your experience here with, you know, what you were dealing with Parkinson's, with the probable diagnosis there, and now how you turn that into a successful business, thriving business. I think it's really inspiring. So, you know, I always have to ask, you know, how do you define success, whether professionally, personally, existentially? What does success look like for you?
Success for me is seeing that this product works and that we're helping others. And that's my biggest goal in this, is spreading the word about CBD and what it can do to help others.
Good. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, there's so many people here that are still suffering and seeking relief, right? No pun intended, but they're seeking relief and they just don't even know. They don't even know, you know, what they're looking for, that this even exists. They may have heard something about CBD, but they don't necessarily know what it's for, if it's real, this and that. You know, I recently had a family reach out to me. Their son has severe autism, and I was able to help them with that. And they're having good results with that as well. So I'm really happy to hear that, you know, just helping people, right? Helping people that don't even know that it's there. And like you said, seeing that the product works. I love that. I think that that's the, you know, in terms of the industry side, right? I mean, it's got to be the most important thing that we place at the top. You know, ethics, integrity, making sure that everything that we're doing is to help people. And the byproduct of that is obviously ourselves. The most successful people are going to be those who do have all that in mind. So I appreciate you sharing that with me as well.
Thank you.
So good. Well, Laura, well, as we close, how can listeners find out more about ReLeaf Organics, find your products, whether they're in Houston or not, and be able to buy from you and connect with you?
We are at www.reliforganix.org. cbd.com. And we're also, we have a Facebook page as well that we promote many of our sale items and everything on.
A Facebook page?
Yes, sir.
Very nice. How's that been going so far? Any problems there with Facebook shutting you down or anything like that? So far, so good?
So far, so good. We have not been shut down. Obviously, we can't advertise on Facebook, which, you know, I hopefully that will change in the next year or so. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm on the other side. I think it's great that we can't just turn on ads for a lot of reasons. I think, there's a lot of... it seems like you're doing amazing things there and that you have the right outlook and mindset. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who don't, who just want to be in the industry because they see some dollar signs, and sometimes they're well-funded. And those well-funded companies would be able to separate themselves a lot more with the Facebook ads and Instagram ads and those kind of things, and Google AdWords, that, separating people who are trying to do things the right way. So I'm personally from the other side. I think I love the fact that it has to do something with being able to grow it more organically. And there's different techniques as well, obviously, in terms of SEO and different marketing techniques. But it definitely gives, quote unquote, the smaller guy a great chance to be able to succeed in the long run. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, so very good. So Laura, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your experience, like I said, and your education, and I really love it. So thanks again for jumping on with me, and good luck for you to the rest of 2020 and beyond.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptake in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us. Plans start at $248. Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CALACANN.com. And follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.